Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The busy Limerick Junction train station in County Tipperary was where soldiers going off to fight at the front were able to stop, alight and get a free cup of tea, provided on the platform by volunteers from the local unionist community. The service proved to be popular. Historian Dennis Marnane sets the scene.
Here we are at Limerick Junction station on a cold, miserable, windy day, and it's a reminder too of the reception that awaited soldiers nearly 100 years ago as they changed trains, because Limerick Junction of course is a hub. There are really two aspects involved to the fact that there is a buffet created here at the beginning of 1916. Cups of tea were all very well, and I'm sure the soldiers appreciated them, but if they didn't get the cup of tea free, they would have had to pay for it, and if they didn't get any tea that had survived, it allowed people with a certain political sympathy in the area feel they were making a contribution to the war, and that's really the more important aspect. You had a section of the community, which I suppose you'd call the unionist section of the community, who were feeling a bit beleaguered, I suppose, because they were very much in this part of the country in a minority. And it's interesting when you look at the lists that survive of people who subscribe tea and cups and mugs and combustibles and stuff that could be used for sandwiches. They're all people from that community. It's very hard to know, was it the case every train that drew up were these ladies and some gentlemen waiting with their tea urns and their somebody in the background busy putting margarine on slices of bread. I don't imagine that that's what happened. I would imagine that they may have been here for just specific trains. Logistically, you're talking about a tremendous enterprise. I mean, there was a hotel at Limerick Junction and there was the usual railway buffet. But the main point about this voluntary endeavour was that, of course, it was free. And again, one must never leave aside the class aspect. It was free for the enlisted men and the non-commissioned. The officers were going to have to pay. And, of course, God forbid that the two would actually mix as they were having their cup of tea. So those niceties had to be observed. But they would have been served most important tea, obviously, of probably a fairly horrible standard that had been sitting there boiling in an urn. Now, what they got to eat with it, maybe some kind of a rock bun. I don't suppose anybody was busy making fairy cakes. Sandwiches, I think that's propagandistic. I mean, there simply couldn't be enough sandwiches. One figure I've seen is that over the period that this was supposed to be in existence, from the beginning of 16 through to the end of 18, is that several hundred thousand were served. Now, maybe, I don't know, but it seems an awful lot. So I would imagine the most basic thing they got was a cup of tea. The bottom line really is, while it was good for the soldiers to get their cup of tea, it probably did more good for the local unions community because it allowed them to feel they were making their contribution to the war. There are, fortunately, a few photographs in existence. Again, it's interesting, it's not just ladies, there are ladies and gentlemen. Because once you talk about, you know, people serving tea, that it's just the business of ladies. But no, not necessarily. The strangest episode that happened is that the service of tea and buns, which is what we're talking about, on one occasion killed a soldier. What happened is that in the melee, as you had trains coming in, the platform in Limerick Junction is notoriously long. It's not as if there's a whole series of parallel platforms. So at a time when a lot of trains were coming, there must have been tremendous commotion, and with all the soldiers and they trying to grab their cups of tea and presumably queues and one thing and another. And just what happened was the train was moving out, one soldier was late and was running, and obviously he had his equipment and all the rest of it, and he just stumbled and fell down between the train and the platform and was killed. So with a little exaggeration, you can say the cup of tea killed him. not sure if there was a very brief period between one train and another. There was a mad scramble to get access to the tea. I don't know how orderly. I mean, was the case you kind of drew up an orderly queue, or I don't suppose it was. The reality is these chaps, if they were on their way to the Western Front, there was nothing pleasant about what they were doing. So stopping off here and having their cup of tea as if it was a kind of a picnic or a garden party, which is kind of how some of the press coverage can picture it, is just typical of a lot of the attitude of the time, but it has nothing very much to do with reality.
Limerick Junction, in County Tipperary. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.